1. What did the girl most enjoy eating when she went to Brazil?
What did you think of the food in Brazil?
We were only there for 2 weeks, and we couldn't go to different parts of the country, but I liked what I had.
Did you try that dish with black beans, meat and rice?
Yes, it's called feijoada. I had it once and it was very good. What I liked more than anything, though, was the seafood. It was great.
That's interesting.
Yes, and we had lots of different types of pasta too. I think they like Italian food there.
Everyone likes Italian food.
2. Where is the boy going to have lunch?
Hi, Chris, it's Ben. I'm going to the beach with my mum and my brother and sister later. Would you like to come with us? We're leaving at about 2 after we've had some lunch. If you could come round to my house at about that time, we could give you a lift. Just bring your swimming things and a towel. We'll probably get a drink or an ice cream at that cafe we've been to before, later in the afternoon. Call me or send me a message. Bye!
3. What does the girl usually eat for breakfast?
What's your favourite breakfast food?
Well, last summer, when we stayed in a hotel, I had an omelette every day. I could see the cook making it and it was delicious. At home, though, we're all in such a hurry at breakfast that no one has the time to cook.
That sounds like my family.
Most days we just have toast and a glass of orange juice. It doesn't bother me, though.
Don't you get bored?
Not really. I have cereal from time to time as well, but not that much.
4. Which dish is the girl's father going to cook?
Hi, Susie. It's Emma. I wondered if you'd like to come to my house for dinner this Saturday. My auntie and cousins are coming, and Dad said I can invite a friend. He's cooking, actually. He doesn't cook very often, but when he does, it's usually good. He does some brilliant chicken dishes with different sauces. This time, though, it'll be fish. If you don't fancy any of that, there'll be vegetable soup. I think Mum's making that. Anyway, I hope you can come. Maybe you can message me. Bye!
5. What did the boy have a problem making?
Do you have cooking lessons at your school?
Yes, they call it food science. Do you?
Yeah, I love it. We do a lot of baking, you know, biscuits and pastries. And this week we made a fruit cake, which wasn't bad at all.
Sounds good. Can you take stuff home?
Usually. I baked some bread, which you couldn't really eat because it was too hard, so I left that at school. But I did a pizza once that my mum said was better than anything she could do.
6. Where did the man get his recipe from?
That smells nice. What is it?
It's a ratatouille.
That French dish with lots of vegetables.
That's right. My grandmother used to make something like this, and I always loved it, so I thought I'd try it.
Have you followed a recipe for it?
Yeah, I looked it up online. It tells you all the different vegetables you need and how small you need to cut them. My sister gave me a really good cookery book for my birthday, but it's mainly Asian food. Anyway, it should be ready soon.
7. Who does the girl think should win the cookery competition?
Did you see Teenage Chef yesterday?
Yes, it was great. And the final's next week. Who do you think will win?
They've all done well. But Rachel's fried banana dish yesterday looked amazing. And over the whole series, I'd say she's been the best.
Rachel, the girl with long hair? She's good. But that girl Sophie, with very short hair, made a great risotto.
True, but she's good one week and then makes mistakes the next. She's like that girl with curly hair.
Jessie?
Yeah, She has great ideas, but they don't always work.